This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
The South Dakota House has passed a bill repealing initiated Measure 22. Governor Dennis Dugard supports the efforts to repeal IM 22. He says the initiative came from out-of-state lawyers and activists instead of South Dakotans. The governor says a large amount of out-of-state money spent to support the bill violates the spirit of citizen-driven ballot initiatives.
The idea of an initiated measure was that citizens who had concerns could turn those concerns into a straightforward proposal that their peers supported and that they in turn voted for. The idea of an initiated measure wasn't that you're going to create a very complex 14,000-word document, 34 pages long. It would take me an hour and a half to read it to you.
The governor says lawmakers need to craft legislation that deals with specific ethical issues, which is what they've done in the past.
Well, what I think we should do is look at what problems have created concern in people's minds and say, what can we do to address those problems? So, for example, we had the EB-5 issue. We had the GEAR-UP issue. In both cases, the legislature did respond with conflict of interest legislation, with disclosure and audit requirement legislation.
Supporters of IM 22 say repeal efforts by lawmakers thwart the will of the voters who wanted sweeping changes to government ethics. IM 22 creates an ethics commission, regulates public campaign funding, and limits gifts to lawmakers from lobbyists. Voters approved it last November. By a single vote, the state Senate Education Committee will have the full Senate look at a bill that exempts teachers from penalties for teaching scientific theories that aren't necessarily based on fact. Republican Senator Jeff Monroe of Pierre sponsored the bill. He says educators should have the freedom to explain all thoughts on an issue.
This means scientific. This means nothing else. Regardless of what people hear in the press, regardless of what people hear around the building, it's an objective scientific manner, and the strengths and weaknesses of scientific information. And when we're dealing with theories, we're dealing with things that aren't proven, things that people know are not established facts.
The committee heard more than an hour of testimony from people opposing the measure. Mary McCorkle is a teacher and representative of the South Dakota Education Association. McCorkle says teachers already have that protection if their school district gives it to them.
If a teacher's instruction is aligned with science content standards and within the boundaries of local school district determined curriculum, there is already protection in place for teachers as they help students to analyze, to critique, to review scientific information.
Other opponents say the bill is a solution in search of a problem and say it could open the doors to illegally teach religion. The measure advances on a 4-3 vote. Some South Dakota lawmakers want to loosen regulations on nursing home beds. One measure allows nursing homes to move certain beds within organizations or sell them. As SDPB's Keely Boltina reports, a split committee in the State House is sending the legislation to the full chamber.
Lawmakers in Pierre are trying to address challenges in long-term care with legislation like House Bill 1003. State Representative Wayne Steinhauer says nursing homes need flexibility to move beds to different areas to best serve the elderly.
One of the very first questions you'll ask when you're trying to find a bed for a loved one is, how are you going to be paying for the bed? Well, if you're on Medicaid, again, with about an 80% reimbursement rate, nursing homes, and I fully respect this, will have their own financial pro forma that tells them we can maybe only have 60% of our beds or 50% of our beds paid for by Medicaid. If we have too many more than that, we'll go out of business.
Steinhauer says selling or transferring beds allows organizations to tailor long-term care to communities instead of denying Medicaid patients because the business needs people who private pay at a higher rate. The state caps the number of nursing home beds in South Dakota at more than 8,000, and health officials say the facilities are 87% full. Supporters say the state has enough beds, they're just in the wrong places. Department of Health Secretary Kim Malsum-Risden agrees. She says state leaders approve projects in targeted areas to align beds with future demand. She opposes House Bill 1003 because she says nursing home beds are not commodities.
There was never a conveyance of value when the moratorium was set, and we don't think it's appropriate to allow for nursing home beds to be sold for profit.
Both sides cite North Dakota as an example of a state that allows nursing homes to buy and sell beds. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keeley Boltina in Sioux Falls.
Members of the State Health and Human Services Committee approved the bill that allows nursing homes to transfer and sell beds by a vote of 8-5. Now all state representatives in the House can vote on House Bill 1003. The state Senate wants President Donald Trump to come to South Dakota. The full Senate has approved a resolution to invite the president to the state. Senators say they most especially would like Mr. Trump to visit Mount Rushmore and the Crazy Horse Memorial. State Senator Jim Boland of Canton sponsors the bill. He says a visit by the president would increase tourism and give the state publicity. The resolution also encourages Governor Dennis Dugard and the state's congressional delegation to recommend the visit. It says the trip would be particularly appropriate on or near the 4th of July. The state's Bureau of Information and Telecommunication wants legal authority to perform criminal background checks on current and potential employees. Jim Edmond is the agency's chief security officer. He says House Bill 1020 gives legal weight to the background checks.
This past fall, during an audit by the FBI, it was identified that we were missing a statute that gives us the authority to, through the Division of Criminal Investigation, to perform fingerprint-based background checks through the FBI.
Edmond says BIT is responsible for keeping data safe for groups around the state. He says that's why contractors and potential contractors have their records examined. The bill moves on with a unanimous vote.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free sd.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at sdpb news on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.